The Goyim used to use, let's say, red shoelaces. And Jews used to be more modest and use red, black shoelaces. And Rashi says, "Kugoyim sheyeh tzad Yehudis bedavar." There's a certain thing that the Goyim see, the Jews are acting modest, like they're doing as Yehudis. They're putting on black shoelaces. So the Goyim come and tell us, stop that. We don't want you to wear black. Don't look like a Jew. Don't do Jewish things. But put on a red one for that, even with a hefiyam, or else b'shas hagzera, you'll be mechoyev to be meisa nefesh. Now, the comment of Hesia, how many people is called for Hesia? Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Yechanan, ain't for Hesia, Pchus and Yasura. B'nei Yav, you have to have at least 10 people. Now, who are they? Pshita Yisrael and Binan, for sure they have to be in front of 10 Jews. If the Malchus, if the guy tells you to do this Avera in front of 10 Jews, and his intentions is Lavra Ladas, he wants you to go against the Torah, then you have to give up your life. It has to be in front of 10 Jews. How do I know this? The pasuk says, "V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael." The kiddush Hashem should be done b'soich b'nei Yisrael, in front of b'nei Yisrael, which means in front of 10 Jews. If it's not in front of 10 Jews, you do not have to be meisa nefesh. Only by the three averus. B'tzina we hold only the three averus of gila royish, shvichas domim, and avodas chachamim. You have to be meisa nefesh. But for other mitzvahs, it says v'chai ben, you're allowed to stay alive and do the averu. Only either for hefia, if the goyim are telling you to do it in front of 10 Jews, or else the shasak zera, then you have to give up your life on anything. Yeah. Now, boy Reb Yirmiyah, what's going to be Tisha Yisrael? There are 9 Jews there, for Nachri Yechad and 1 guy, you still have to be Meis Nefesh Anat. Mao, Toshimai, come and bring your proof. No, you don't have to. The Tani Rav Yanai Achvo, the Rav Chia Baraba. Asti will learn out Toich Toich. Ksiv Hokov, and Igdashti, Besoich, when you saw the word Toich. Talking about the Das Kerach. So Malahalo and Asoro, there were 10 there. The Chulu Yisrael, there were all Jews over there. Is Afkan Asoro Chulu Yisrael? It has to be all 10. Has to be Jews. The pasuk of the Mikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael means when is there a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to even give up your life? That's only in front of 10 Jews. For the Gemara question, for Esther, for Hefia Heve, how is Esther allowed to live with Achashverosh? The Chura Achashverosh was Arayus. Esther was married. Esther was married to Mordechai. So how is Esther allowed to live with Achashverosh? She should have been Meisa Nefesh. So the Mara's question is what? Esther is Fahesia. The question is, now that we're saying openly in front of 10 people, you have to be Meisa Nefesh, why wasn't Esther Meisa Nefesh? So Tracy's famous question is, why didn't the Gemara ask the question better? Esther was Gila Arayus. Esther's Gila Arayus, we had before, for the three Averis, even Vitzina, you have to be Meisa Nefesh. So Esther was Gila Arayus, and what should Esther Gila Arayus? So there's 2 twists in the Torah. One Torah says by a guy, there's no Gila Arayus. The other Torah says an Isha that's not doing an action. She's only Kark Olam, so Pshita, she doesn't have to be Meisa Nefesh of Gila Arayus. If a man attacks a lady, she does not have to give up her soul to the Gila Arayus, because she's like a passive, she's not doing anything. The man is doing the action. The Gemara's only question is, but if a Hesia, where al shechil Hashem, maybe even though she's passive, still she has to be Meisa Nefesh. And that the Gemara says, no, even for Hesia, Amar Abaya, Esther, Karka, Elam, Hoysa. Esther was just like a ground. She was passive, not doing anything. Achashverosh was coming into her, therefore she's not mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh. You only have a chiyev to be Meisa Nefesh not to do a positive act, but just to be passive, she has a right to.
Before, we're only going now Mishum Kiddush Hashem. In other words, Viteras Aroyas, Gil Aroyas, that was treated to the Gemara Kakarilim as a Ptur. Or else the way Rav Eitam learns that the Ptur is, he was a guy, and a guy there's no Issa, Gil Aroyas. Now the Gemara's question was, but still she should have been Meisa Nefesh because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara answers, for Kiddush Hashem also, there's the Svar of Kakarilim. Rav Amarava says, Hanoyas Atzmon Shani. That if the guy is telling us to do this Aveira because of his own enjoyment, then there's no chiyuv to be Meisa Nefesh. Like Rashi says, Hanoi Satsmai, Sheinovi Gechovi Miskavin Lahavira Mirosai. He doesn't want us to go against Hashem. Elo Lahanoi Satsmai, he wants us to do for his own pleasure, Miskavin. So then it's different. Then Rashi says, Ein kan chil Hashem. There's no chil Hashem here, Lohorek al Kach, to die because of this. So again, partially you learn here that Rav is not answering on the Gimel Averus. On the Gimel Averus of Gil Aroyi Shvichas Damin Averus Kechovim, even if the guy is doing it Lahanois Atzmon, still there would be a mitzvah to be Moisa Nefesh. Here we're talking about als Kiddush Hashem, for the Indian of Kiddush Hashem, that's only if the Goyim are telling us to do something for their, to be over Adas. But if they're telling us to do something for their own enjoyment, then it's Mutter. So Mora says, if you're not going to say like this, Hani Kvaki Vidi Muniki. Heiche Yehavin Elohu. How do we give these things to the Goyim? So Rashi explains that these things are Kalina Choshes, the Kapta Kalim.
Alright, turn over.
So Rashi says these things are Kalina Choshes, the Kapta Kalim. Shinaisna Behem Gicholim, that you put inside them coals. And you put these things on top of the tables by the kings, that it makes it heat. It's like a heating system. So they collected these kelim, these utensils, kapha kelim, even from the Jews. So the question is, heichi avinulu, how do we give it to the goyim? Rashi says, yoim chag hoya lepasoim. It was a Persian chag that they worshipped their avodah zarah that day. Shenotle mishros avros kechavim, or mikol abayis abayis, that the galochim used to come and collect fire from each house, and they would put that fire in the base in their church, and they would come heat there and would warm them up, and they would even collect this from the base Israel. So the question is, how were the Jews allowed to give this heating system to the galochim to put in their church? The chura, you'll be worshipping, you're doing what they want, l'shem avodah zarah. So there should be a chiv to be moisa nefesh. So the answer is, since Rashi says Elo, the answer is, again, the question was, heichi yavin, and how do we give it to them, these things? So Mora says, Elo hanois atzman shani, you have to answer that since the galochim are only using it for their own sake, to heat themselves up, to warm themselves, it's mutter. So tell you shani hocha, over here also, that since Achashverosh lived with Hester for his own enjoyment only, it wasn't Lavar al-Adas, so therefore there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem here. She did not have to be Moisa Nefesh because of Kiddush Hashem. The Rashi says, El Hoyel, the Yaakim Einoi Miskavein Lahaviroi. The Goy's intentions when he collects the coals is not to be make us go against our religion. El Lahanosei Atzman. They only do it for their own sake, that they should have heat. Miskavin. So therefore they need this kli to heat themselves. Therefore there's no din of Kiddush Hashem Yilharigalov. Even though the guy is only taking it for his chayk of Avodah Zarah, but Hanoi Satsumu is doing it for his own enjoyment. Shatzorach weis kli. V'eino oimaloi she'avoid ani. He's not telling us that we have to worship the Avodah Zarah. Like Rashi says, if he would tell us to worship the Avodah Zarah, then we would have to be Maisa Nefesh, even though the guy is doing it for his own sake. But here he's not telling us to actually be Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's only asking us to give him these Kalim. Now since these Kalim is not for the purpose to be over our Das, like to make us go against our religion, it's only for his private sake that he wants to have heat, therefore we're allowed to do it. So the same thing, here also by Esther, since Achashverosh was doing it for his own Hanoah, there was no chiv to be Moisa Nefesh, v'teros the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. In other words, als the mitzvah, als the inyan from Gilui Arayos, that I, Achashverosh, was Gilui Arayos, so it's either one of two terutzim. Either because by a girl like Ravina Town, by a goy, there's no din of Gilui Arayos, or else for that's for sure the inyan of Karka Olam is enough. Since she is only passive, because we learn out the whole yisoid of to be Moisa Nefesh, from Ritzicha, from Mitzayach. There the story is we say you have no right to go and kill somebody. So you can't do an act of killing. The same thing by Gila Royis, you can't do an act of Gila Royis. But that the Isha just sits back, so the man comes into her, there's no chiyuv to be Moisa Nefesh, but there is Gila Royis. The only question here was, I there's a Kiddush Hashem, but there's a Chil Hashem if I has to in front of 10 people. So this Rav answered that since the guy Achashverosh was doing it for his own sake, for his own Hanoah, there was no chiyuv for it to be Moisa Nefesh after the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. All right, we'll stop here. Then we're only Moisa Nefesh for 3 mitzvahs, for Gil Arroyah, Shrichas Dom and Arroyah, and Avodah Zarah, but that's only Bitzinah. But if the Goyim do it to us, Bifahesia openly in front of 10 Jews, or else it's Vishas HaGzeres HaMalchus, then you're supposed to be Moisa Nefesh even for a mitzvah Kala. So Mar asked the question, and the reason there is because of Kiddush Hashem. Chil Hashem Barabim, that's your Moisa Nefesh. So Mori asked the question, I, Esther, there was a Kiddush Hashem was in front of 10 people, why wasn't she Moisa Nefesh?
So the Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz is she was karkoilim. She was only passive. She wasn't doing an action. So that frees her even from the inyan of Kiddush Hashem. And the second reason we had was Rav said, Hanois Atzma Yeshani. If the guy is only doing it for his own sake, for his own Hanoah, his own enjoyment, then we do not have to be Moisa Nefesh. The Gemara says now, V'yoz the Rav al-Taime. Rav goes according to his own time. The Yomar Rav, Rav says like this. Again, Ya'ayin Dol on the base. The Yomar Rav, Akun di Omalai Lahai Yisrael. If a guy comes with a gun to a Jew, it says like this. That Ketoil as Pasta Veshabata. I want you to cut off this food, this grass that's growing. It's animal food. I want you to cut it off on Shabbos. V'shadi l'chiyusay. And I want you to feed my animals. I want you to give it to my animal. So what's the purpose of the guy? For his own enjoyment. He wants you to feed my animals on Shabbos. Now the Eloi, the guy says strong, if you don't do this, I'll kill you. So locher is rubber holds, liktil, you have a right to cut off the grass. For loy liktilay, do not have yourself killed. Why? Because the guy is doing it for his own sake, for his own hanor, you don't have to be meis nefesh. This is not for the gimel averus. It's only chil Shabbos. What about if a guy tells you, shodi l'nohoro, I want you to throw it into the ocean, into the river. Then the locher is, liktila, you're supposed to let yourself be killed for the liktol, and do not cut off this grass. In other words, if the guy is telling you on Shabbos to cut the grass off and throw it into the river, for what purpose is he doing it? Not for his own sake, he has no enjoyment. Only lavar al adas. He wants you to go against the Torah, against Hashem. So then, it's probably here, Rush says, where it's the Fahesia, where it's being done in front of 10 Jews, or else it's being done, Mishas HaGzeres HaMalchus, then you have to be Maisa Nefesh. Says Arai, my time, what's the reason? Liyavurei Milsa Kaboy, that he wants you to go against the Torah, therefore you have to be Maisa Nefesh. So see, Rav goes to Shitasoi. Gemara says like this, Boy Minei Mirabami. They asked the question for Rabami. Ben Noyach, a guy, Mitzuva Kedushas Hashem, Oyein Mitzuva Kedushas Hashem. Is he Mitzuva on the midst of Kiddush Hashem or not? In other words, does a guy have to be Moisa Nefesh or not? That's the Shaila. The Rashi says, Kedarmina Mebedal and Mises, Benayach Muzer, a guy is Muzer not to worship Avodah Zorah. That's one of his Sheva Mitzvahs. Now, V'yamomar, what's going to be if somebody says to a guy, Avor V'yal Taroi, I'm going to kill you unless you worship the Avodah Zorah. So does he have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to be Moisa Nefesh or not? Mashma from the Gemara, that's treated that the mitzvah Jew has of the Ahavta is Hashem Olekecha, the Jew's mitzvah to be Moisa Nefesh, that does not apply to a guy. A guy does not have the mitzvah sesli of Ahavta is Hashem Olekecha. The only question is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There's another reason why a Jew should be Moisa Nefesh. And this is a reason in front of 10 people. So if a guy comes in front of 10 other people and tells a guy, you should worship Avodah Zorah, or else I'll kill you, to see you have the chiyuv to be Moisa Nefesh or not. That's the Gemara Shaila. Is there a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem by a guy or not? Toi speaks out, Shiti should be Moisa Nefesh. Because even by a Jew, the only reason why he's not Moisa Nefesh is because the pasuk says V'chai B'hem. There's a new pasuk of V'chai B'hem and not to have yourself killed. So say this, this does not say by a guy. The pasuk of V'chai B'hem is only by a Jew and not by a guy. So Chorab Shita, a guy should have a chiyuv to be Moisa Nefesh. But there is one sense to know that the only reason why you need V'chai B'hem is because otherwise I would have thought we learn out all mitzvahs from the Gimel Averis. But it has to start out that there's a special limud from the Gimel Averis that you should be Moisa Nefesh. Without a special limud, the Svara would be, in Svara I would say, you're not supposed to have yourself killed, you're supposed to stay alive. It's only because there's a Chiddush by Gimel Averis to be Moisa Nefesh, and he's v'chayv them not to learn out. But by a Goy, we don't have these psukim of the Gimel Averis. So that's the Gemara Shailah. Does a Goy ever have a chiyuv to have himself killed as Kedushas Hashem? So does the mitzvah of Kedushas Hashem v'nikdashti, does that apply to a guy or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara asks the question, what's Yavim? Of course not. Well, so Toshma, come bring your proof. Amar Abayis, Abayis says, Toshma, we have the klal before, Sheva mitzvah is to start with B'nai Noyach. That Ben Noyach only has 7 mitzvahs, that's all, not 8. Now the Yemis, according to your svar now that there's the mitzvah of v'nikdashti, to be Mekadosh Hashem, applies to a guy, Tim the heaven. They should have 8 mitzvahs. So this should be the proof. There's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem by a goy. Some lay Rav answer back, no. It could be inu b'chola b'zirayu, that the seven mitzvahs, everything that's attached to the mitzvah is included. In other words, it could be Kiddush Hashem is not a special mitzvah by itself, but in these seven mitzvahs, if it would come to do them, to create a Kiddush Hashem, you would be mitzvah to do it. So still we have a shayla. Maybe a goy is a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem so far that for these seven mitzvahs that he has, if somebody says, I'll kill you if you do not do it, maybe you mechuyev to let yourself be killed. So that's still the Gemara shayla. Does the goy have this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Agav, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah brings a raya from this Gemara that for a Jew, for sure, there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. You have a mitzvah sometimes from the Kaddish Hashem, even if it means to give up your life. And it brings a proof in this Gemara that the Gemara asks the question, even by a goy, there should be eight mitzvahs. So you see, there is a special mitzvah by itself of a Nikadashti to make a Kiddush Hashem. Omalei Rava, Inu B'chob Israel. Mitzvah says, now my heavy law, what's the maskonis? So it's a machloikas abayi v'rofa. What should we do? Is there a mitzvah here or not? Omer Rav Adam Barava, Amri Bey Rav, it's in the base medish of Rav. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, it says a Pasuk in Malachim, by Namoin, that L'dobar Azeh, Yistlach Hashem Le'avdecha, B'voy Adoni, Beis Rimoin, L'shtach V'shomid, you had to come down and worship Avoy Dezorah there. V'nishin al Yodi V'shtach Avisi, you bow down, you worship. Well, see, the Pasuk says, Vayoymaloi, that they said back to Namoin, they said, Lech L'sholem, you should go in peace. So Rashi says, Odover Zemiz Ma'acha, Shekibel Olav Namoin, Shaloy Lavar Abazachovim. Like, first he worshipped Avoy Dezorah Namoin, then he accepted upon himself not to. Is Omaloi L'Alisha, they said to Alisha, Odover Zer, for this thing that you did, that you worship, Yisplach Hashem Ne'avdecha, why? Because you were an honest, you were forced to do it. And therefore, Lech L'sholem, you should go in peace. Now, Mashmi, he worshipped Avoy Dezorah. Why? Because he was forced to. But he said, you are only an honest, so Hashem will forgive you. So the question is, the Yemisa.